This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, November 19th. God's word to you today is blended. Our scripture reading is taken from John 2, verse 11 from the Amplified Classic Version, and it says, "This, the first of his signs, miracles, wonder works, Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. By it, he displayed his greatness and his power openly. And his disciples believed in him, adhered to, trusted in, and relied on him." As a follower of Jesus, you must be open to the supernatural and you must engage the practical. Jesus shows up at a place where there is no food, and he would multiply bread and fish enough to feed 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Purely supernatural. Jesus' life brings both the supernatural and the practical together. Is God able to feed the 5,000 without bread and fish? Of course. Matthew 17 verse 24 says, "On their arrival in Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax came to Peter and asked him, 'Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?'" In other words, are you people not practical? Are you not going to pay tax to the government? Are you not going to do the practical things? Or are you just all spiritual? Matthew 17 verses 25 to 27 says, "Yes, he does," Peter replied. Then he went into the house. But before he had a chance to speak, Jesus asked him, "What do you think, Peter? Do kings tax their own people or the people they have conquered?" "They tax the people they have conquered," Peter replied. "Well then," Jesus said, "the citizens are free. However, we do not want to offend them. So go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch, and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us." This is an example of supernatural provision. Jesus used the supernatural to satisfy the practical. He blended both into one, no conflict. There are things that only answer to the supernatural. Sometimes, when you have done all the practical things, you get to know the point that you know, except the Lord builds the labor in vain that try. In other words, unless the supernatural comes into play, the practical alone would not suffice. The story is told about a man of God and his wife. One day, his wife told him that their soup was about to finish. He was really anointed, but he did not have money at the time. So he told her that as the Lord lives, the soup would not finish from the pot. He instructed her to only dish from the pot, but never look into the pot. For about 14 days, they fed on an assortment from that pot. But one day, the woman could not take it anymore. She looked into the pot and it was empty. The miracle stopped. I know some people will struggle with believing this story, but it is a true story. I believe it because I have seen God in action. The man did not start telling his wife stories like Jesus. He used the supernatural to satisfy the practical. Men, no stories. Just be like your father. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are the vine and I'm your branch. Everything that exists in you flows through me effortlessly. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.